Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Ethan Lane, talking about price discovery, volunteer style, in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you've had lots of things going on and just recently finished up a big show.
Yes, we just finished up exhibiting at the Tulsa Home and Garden Show, which was a wonderful event for us. And we're currently hard at work developing new explainer videos on the subjects of sustainability with an intent to provide fact-based, myth-busting information regarding beef sustainability. We're also working on beef promotion efforts for May Beef Month. That's just around the corner. That will include a strong social media push and billboards. In addition, we'll have a new video series coming this spring that will feature multiple hosts sharing their stories and favorite beef recipes. We spent a week in February shooting the content for 16 of these videos, and we're very excited about them. We'll also be finalizing the winners of the Masters of Beef Advocacy Competition, our long-term program with Oklahoma FFA. And finally, we're working on a series of clips with OSU for beef quality assurance training. Obviously, we have a lot of video work in process, so it's going to be a very busy spring.
Thanks, Heather. As always, check out oklabeef.org for more information. Ethan Lane is Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their Washington, D.C. office. We continue our conversation with Ethan as we get an update on where we stand with the voluntary efforts that the cattle industry has undertaken in developing more price discovery out in the fat cattle markets. Now, NCBA, of course, in their business meeting last July, we were there. No, we're right now in the first quarter of actually trying to measure all this. So we're getting close to getting some numbers, right?
We are. You know, the way that voluntary framework is written, once we finish this quarter, the committee, that subcommittee that's made up of, producers from Iowa and Nebraska and Texas and Kansas and Colorado will look back on the previous quarter. They'll look at it on a week-by-week basis. They'll analyze that data, and they'll determine whether we had enough negotiated trade given that framework to meet those standards throughout the country. And that'll be the first quarter of results to look at. You know, it's going to be a work in progress. We're going to have to take into account, you know, that weather event in the middle of the quarter. The subgroup will decide if, you know, that event warrants, you know, a force majeure provision because all the plants were closed for a week, or whether, you know, that'll be something that they'll have to debate. And, you know, it'll be kind of our first real glimpse at how much progress has been made. We know the numbers are up. Were they up enough? Did they keep the industry in good shape, or did those triggers get tripped? You know, this will be the first of many quarters where we'll be having those conversations, and obviously we'll report that news out to the country so folks know, you know, what the results were for the first quarter.
Well, if we get some of those triggers tripped, what's the next step?
The way the framework and our policy reads, if we have two of those major triggers tripped over the next four quarters, that's going to engage our NCBA policy process, and we'll start looking at those legislative options. So, you know, that brings bills like the Fisher bill up for discussion to decide sort of how we move forward. I mean, that's obviously kind of the most concrete item out there that NCBA could engage in. So, you know, if we do see those triggers tripped, I would imagine that sets a course for some discussion at our summer meeting, which will be our convention this year with that, you know, redone schedule. So, I that's sort of a logical path if we see those triggers tripped. But either way, you know, even if the triggers aren't tripped, obviously this is a conversation that's still dominating the industry right now. So, I mean, our subgroup is going to continue to meet. Our full working group is going to continue to meet. And I have no doubt that we'll continue to have a pretty full featured conversation on how we solve this negotiated trade issue.
I suspect it'll come up in Nashville, right?
Undoubtedly. Regardless of if the triggers are tripped or not, I think we have states that are, you know, kind of all over the map on this. And that's the point we keep trying to make here is, you know, there are states all over the country in very different places on this issue. And it's not just regional. You know, we have Western cow-calf affiliates that are very much opposed to government intervention. You know, we have states in the Midwest that are pretty divided on it. We have states that are firmly in support of a mandate. We have states that are firmly opposed to a mandate. It truly is an issue with every different opinion you can imagine. And that's why we're going to have to continue bringing everybody together to keep this conversation going. This just simply isn't settled business out in the country, despite what you might hear on the internet. So we're going to have to keep working on this and keep trying to find some solutions that work for producers all across the country.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale. Coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at the Ranch, 9201 East State Line Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus bulls. To request a catalog, go to bowlingranch.com, or for questions, call the sale manager, Tim Stidham, at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch inaugural spring bull sale Thursday, April 8th, 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.